This Bob.
Hey, Bob. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this today?
Good. So, a couple questions for you, and I'm about to run into a meeting, but maybe you can answer me, or we can circle back up tomorrow. I sold the drywall business.
I saw that. Yeah, so you changed verticals, right? You're doing, like, masonry, general contracting is the primary now?
Yes. So, what I did, I've had the masonry business since 2007. And I've been doing the drywall in addition to.
Okay.
And now I've obviously gotten rid of the drywall and focusing 100% of my efforts on tagstone. So
got it.
I'm working on stone masonry and paved stone or pavers.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about the Google Guarantee. Now, a friend of mine mentioned it to me. He's down in San Antonio. And you had told me it takes like 4 to 6 weeks to get it going. He got his done in a week.
Yeah, so that's what we send in writing just to cover our butts. But I'm the main person that sets these up. Like, when you get the information to us ASAP, like I'm talking like day one, usually it's done in 3 weeks. The quickest I've seen it done is in a week's time. But we say 4 to 6 weeks just to cover ourselves, you know? Yeah.
Well, the only thing I need to get you is proof of insurance and a background check, right?
Yes. For your vertical and area, licensing isn't required. So it would just be the insurance and the background check. Yes, sir.
And then what does this cost? I know I can't. You had mentioned a per lead price.
I did, but it's going to be a different vertical now that you're doing masonry. So let me see. Let me get you the actual lead fee, and I'll send you everything in writing, too. Give me one sec. Your zip code there, is it 75072, or do I have that wrong?
No, that's right.
Okay, that's right. Give me one second.
How did you see that I did tagstone?
Oh, well, you have an account with us. So it looks like Tina set you up for the new company, right, for tagstone. So, you know, I was on the phone with another client. As soon as I got off the phone, I pulled up your number, and that's what came up with the new company info. There's an issue, though. So 75072, and that's where the business is registered, right? For the insurance? Okay. So it's showing me, give me one quick second. Let me dive into this a little deeper. Because it's showing me it's not available in that area. But what's really weird sometimes is, like, the next zip code over, it will be available. You know, because Google Guaranteed is like a newer program. So it's not giving me a lead fee, though, because of that situation. Give me one quick second. 7507.
Let's try 75069.
Got it. Yeah, even the 71 showed up. So hold on, let me do 692. Yeah, so that's super weird. It's just that zip code, the 72, because I looked up all the zip codes in McKinney, and that 72 doesn't show for whatever reason. But
that's because it's a new zip code.
Okay.
It's
okay.
New. They
that
just changed
sense.
It. Is 75? Okay. Hey, Susan, what was our old zip code? 75071. See if 75070.
75070. Let me see. Yeah, that one pulls up too. Okay, so super weird, but whatever. So I have the cost per qualified lead. So for that vertical, the target masonry, paving, I'll send you the full list of subcategories. It's $48 per qualified lead, which is actually lower than what the drywall was. The cost per qualified lead is $48. So remember, you have to either set an appointment or they have to inquire about price in order for you to be charged for the lead. Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget, like I mentioned before, but the minimum I'm required to tell you about is that $626.
Okay.
Okay. Now, remember, your lead budget you set to, it does roll over. So let's say you do the minimum budget, Bob, at 13 leads. And let's say you take on three qualified leads and decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. Or let's just say you only got three qualified leads that month. The following month, you're not charged $626. You're charged 48 times three to replenish your lead budget.
Okay.
Okay.
And what? How do they know that I got a lead? Because
great
isn't
question.
This, aren't they clicking on the map and my number pops up, or is that another number that pops up and they call that number and Google can track it?
Exactly. So what happens is every company that shows on the Google Guaranteed section, even your friend in San Antonio, it's not going to be their phone number. It's a Google rotating number, which is recorded by Google bots. So an AI who automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. Now, how it will come through on your phone is it's going to say LSA lead. So you know it's a Google guaranteed lead coming through.
Okay.
All right. Now, remember, we don't charge whatever lead budget you set until we finish the Google Guarantee application process. That's where we submit the insurance, run the background check. We do charge a one-time Google Guarantee application fee. So it's not like a renewal fee. You only pay this one time. You never have to deal with it again. That's $250.
Okay. And then I pay the budget?
Yeah, after you're approved. So what will happen is you're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. Once you give us a thumbs up on that, that's when your lead budget would be charged.
So after my application fee, and I'm going to get, I'll be charged the $626 a month.
Yeah, you'll be charged the $626, and then if you take on 13 qualified leads that month, right, the following month you'll be charged $626 again to replenish your lead budget. Yes, sir.
So my total cost is, once we get rolling, is $626 a month.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Unless I don't get all those leads.
Correct. Like, for example.
And then I can up my budget. If I want to up my budget, I can up it to $1,000 a month once I start getting something going. And then it's going to be $1,000 a month unless I don't use the $1,000.
Correct. Well, what we like to do for that is not like a specific number. Like, we'll ask how many leads you want. So, like, for example, the minimum budget is at 13 leads, right? But if you wanted, let's say, 20 leads, that wouldn't take it to 1,000. It'd be 960, right?
Okay.
For 20 qualified.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Does Google punish you for doing the minimum and reward you for doing a higher budget?
No, they do not. Now, let me answer that correctly. So if there's a ton of competition in the area, things that Google looks at is your answering rate, right? So, like, how often you're answering these Google guaranteed leads, and they look at the budget amount. But there's not, in McKinney, give me one quick second. Let me see who's on there. All right, so you got Forever, Texas, Next Level Home Services, Omega Masonry. So there is quite a bit up there on Google Guaranteed right now. There's only six with their leads on, though. Or I'm sorry, five. So yeah, when you have a higher budget, Google actually kind of gives you like priority on showing up higher, right? But you can start with that.
Stone masonry companies that I'm going to be competing with Google Guarantee?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Damn. God damn, that's a lot. What keyword did you punch in?
I punched in a masonry contractor.
Is there any other masonry keyword?
Yeah, so there's, give me a second. It'd actually be under the landscaper vertical. So, but we just turn on the type of leads that you do. So obviously not landscaping, but on here there's concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, grading and resloping, hardscaping, driveway or walkway paving. I'm not sure if you're doing retaining walls, stone masonry.
Is it stone masonry contractor or stone masonry?
Stone masonry. Or actually, I'm sorry. So in McKinney, so when I did a broad search of the full landscaper vertical. So when I just typed in stone masonry, there's actually no companies using Google Guaranteed currently. So you'd be competing with yourself.
Yeah. So yeah. My point is when you say contractor, that's a broad brush, and I'm running into this problem. Mm-hmm. Do you have a pavers or paved stone category?
Yes. Give me a second. Paving. It's a subcategory though in the landscaper vertical is the way it works.
Okay.
So paving contractor. There are companies showing up for paving though. They actually all have their leads off though currently.
Why would they have their leads off?
I'm not sure. We're not working with them. So I'll tell you, since we started this platform, I mean, I have 100% retention rate with all my clients on Google Guaranteed. Like, they absolutely love it. So I'm not sure if it's, like, after hours for them or why their leads are on. But you're going to set, like, a specific amount of hours that you want your leads on, obviously, you know.
What is what is – give me some names of the companies that say Pavestone or Pavers.
So I have Four Seasons Lawn and Landscaping is on Google Guaranteed for pavers. Stonebridge Lawn and Garden. Synthetic Greenscapes. RC Customs Landscape and Stonework. Back 40 Land Services.
Okay. And those guys are doing Pavestone?
Yeah. Yeah, they're coming up for paving. Driveway or walkway paving.
Okay. Stone masonry has none.
Stone masonry had none. Yeah, in McKinney. Now, remember, you don't just have to target McKinney. You can, on Google Guaranteed, you could target anywhere
that
you
want. We're going to do all of college. We're doing a big area.
Right, right. So... I'm not saying that you'll be the only one in all those areas, but when I search McKinney, there's none using masonry currently.
Search Frisco.
Frisco, got you. Frisco, and hold on, masonry. None. I think Frisco is a pretty big area. Pavers? All right, give me one second.
Yeah.
Okay, so pavers, there is a few. Pave and turf, Four Seasons Lawn and Landscaping, Synthetic Greenscapes. So there's a few using paving in Frisco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at Frisco, you're looking at McKinney.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm officed in McKinney, and I'm servicing an entire area, is everybody going to have to say McKinney to find me?
No. They just search, like, let's say they're in Frisco. They just search stone masonry. And then, bam, okay. You'll show up in the Google Guaranteed section.
Okay.
Good question.
And that's just a Google search.
That's just a Google search. So you'll show up at the very top in the Google Guaranteed section, though, with this platform. And when they pick you and call you, they have to either set an appointment with you or you have to quote them over the phone in order for you to be charged for the lead. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged.
Okay. And how do I search on my desktop?
So like you would just type in the keyword. Like for example, masonry wasn't showing up, but if you want to see what it looks like, I mean, you could type in, I'm sure landscaping, there's a bunch in McKinney. Give me 1 second. Just so you could see how it looks, you know? McKinney, Texas. Oh, actually, there's not. Crazy. Let's see. Let's do... Here we go. Okay, so in McKinney, if you type in driveway or walkway paving, then you'll see what that Google Guaranteed section looks like.
All right, let me see. Where is it?
It should be at the very top. So it's going to say Landscapers McKinney, and then it will have all their leads are off, so you're not going to see Google Guaranteed next to their name, but it's the same area. Let me find one with their leads on. Give me 1 second.
Driveway paving near me is what I put in.
Here, give me a sec. Okay, awesome. Okay, so just so you can see it, okay, because it looks like for whatever reason, well, there's no masonry contractor showing up. All the paving companies have their leads off. Just do me a favor. Just type in roofers, just simply roofers. That way you could see what it looks like.
Roofers near me?
Just type in roofers. That's all you got to type in. You could put near me if you want, but roofers should be sufficient because their leads are on currently. You should see Google Guaranteed at the very top with a green check mark.
Nope. I see roofers and a map, and then there's Striker Roofing, there's Generation Roofing, McKinney Roofing.
So I'm showing right now with our leads on, Pronell Roofing and Solar, Performance Roofing, R2 Roof Guys, LLC. You're not seeing any of that?
Nope. Now I'm in Microsoft Bing doing
You're
searches.
In Bing. Go to Google. Yeah, you got to go to Chrome. So Google.com.
Okay, so somebody looking me up has to go. They got to go to.
They got to be on Google. Yeah, Google Guaranteed won't show up on Bing. It's going to show up on Google.
Okay. Okay, now I see what you're...
Awesome, awesome. My bad. I should have asked that if you were on Chrome. I just assumed.
Okay.
What I'll do, too, while you're looking all that up, I'm going to – you have the same email, right? It's the Bob T@tagstone.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'm going to shoot you over everything again via email, and I'm going to send you the vertical with the cost per qualified lead, minimum budget requirement, and I'll copy and paste all the subcategories to you so you can see them.
And moving forward, my total cost to you – so I'm already on a little light program with y'all with my Google my business and my Facebook. But shit, right. We're doing all the work on the photos and everything on the Google my business and Facebook. It's easier for my wife to do it than it is to give all that information to them. So am I going to keep that?
Well, it's completely up to you. So if you wanted to pause like your base program with us and just run Google Guaranteed, you can absolutely do that. Or we have some clients that they run them both together where they're doing Google Guaranteed along with the base package too, you know?
I would pause that because I'm pausing it anyway. It's doing absolutely nothing. Nothing.
Got you. Yeah. See, with that base program, I mean, it's great to get placement, right, in the map section. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, even if you get zero calls or, you know, on the plus side, if you get, like, 50 calls, it's the same rate, right? Like, it doesn't change. With Google Guaranteed, you're only paying for qualified leads that come through. So, yeah, I mean, you could definitely pause that, too. Let me get these subcategories.
Do they have outdoor kitchens?
Outdoor kitchens. Give me one second. I don't see that as a subcategory in this vertical. Let me check. In general contractors, no. Let me do a search real quick. Because sometimes it's used as other, but I don't see outdoor kitchens as a subcategory currently. So give me one quick second. Let me just do a search.
Shows up sponsored.
What's that? That's going to be the Google Guaranteed section. So it'll say sponsored, but it'll say Google Guaranteed next to it with a green check mark.
What if it says sponsored and there's a company just right below sponsored and it's not, it doesn't say Google Guaranteed?
I'm not quite following what you're saying. So where it says Google Guaranteed and it says sponsored, there's going to be a business right below it, right? And it'll have their Google Guaranteed profile.
But these just say, and they're all the competitors of mine. I know these guys. I know two of the three of them. They're big. It just says at the very top, I typed in stone patios near me.
Okay.
And Pavers pops up, and it's got, looks
like. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's going to be the Google ad section. So that's a pay-per-click campaign.
Okay.
Now, the benefit of doing Google Guaranteed compared to pay-per-click is, for one, like, with pay-per-click, every time you're clicked on, it takes from your budget, right? Like, even if you clicked on one of your competitors right now, it would charge their budget. And that's you clicking on it, right? Like, one of their competitors, right? Google Guaranteed, it's not a pay-per-click. Like, they have to actually call you, and they have to set an appointment with you, or you have to quote them on the phone. So it's just more productive, I should say.
Mm-hmm. But is stone patios an option on that thing for a keyword search?
It is. Yes. Yeah, stone masonry is on there. So we could
specifically have stone patio.
Stone patios is. Yes, sir. Okay. But it's nobody's using it in your particular area currently. So you would show up above your competitors there, like above those sponsored ads. It would say Google Guaranteed with a green check mark when your leads are on, and that's where your lead flow would come from.
Perfect. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Let me I've got my insurance is expiring.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to want to renew it.
Call her. Yeah, that ain't going to be a price. That's a one-day deal. It's not a...
Perfect.
They've got all my information. I just have to call her to renew it, mm-hmm. and then I'll get back to you. But how often do you get things quicker than later?
It also...
told me that they told him on the phone, if you get me your shit today, I can have you done by Friday.
Yeah, so what it's going to be predicated on is you filling out the application and getting everything submitted as quickly as possible. So the insurance, right, you know, us running the background check. The quickest I've seen is a week, right? But on average, Bob, I mean, it takes about 3 weeks to get done. But regardless,
after you've got the background check done and after you've got
I'm talking from start to finish. So like let's say we started today on the application, you're looking at about 3 weeks before that thing's good and approved.
Well, I could have you the application, the background check, and the insurance tomorrow.
Perfect. What I'd recommend is renew that insurance first, because when we submit insurance and it's going to expire in like a week, it denies it, and then we have to resubmit it, you know?
Yeah.
So I would recommend you call your insurance either, you know, today or tomorrow, whatever's easier.
Well, I'm giving you a hypothetical. I got all that.
Right.
I'm giving you a hypothetical.
You've
got the application. You've got the background check information, and you've got everything in your hands tomorrow at noon. When do you think the soonest I could be?
I've seen it done in 3 weeks on average. I've seen it soonest is in a week. You know, the best thing to do is just get that thing submitted so we could get it processed and get it through, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. I just don't want to tell you a week, right? And then it takes two and you're mad at me. You know what I'm saying? So, like that's why we even send that 4 to 8 weeks thing, but it doesn't take that long. You know, you just want to get this stuff submitted and get it through. I've even told my clients, so I have a client sign up for this, and they're like, hey, Dan, I'm not really ready to start my leads until X amount of time. And I tell them, like, man, just get the application through. That way, because we don't charge the lead budget automatically. We charge it when you're ready to turn your leads on, right? So you want to get that done and finished. That way, when you're ready to turn your leads on, you're able to, if that makes sense. You know,
and this money that I'm spending goes to you.
The Google Guarantee application fee, yes, sir, goes to us to manage it, to get everything pushed through for you. Yep. Yes, sir.
And then the $600 and something a month, you take that from me, or Google takes that from me?
That's going to Google. So what's happening? Okay, Google is charging us $36 per lead. We're charging you $48. So we're making only $12 per qualified lead.
Gotcha. I see. I'm trying to figure out how you get money. There's how you get your money.
Yeah. So it's basically $12 on every qualified lead you get. It goes to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I going to sign up and then all of a sudden I'm going to start getting rate increases?
No. No, so the lead budget you set, you cannot go over that, right? So when you do that minimum budget, for example, right, you're not going to get some crazy bill for like $2,000 or something. Like, you can't go over the budget that you set. Now, I have some clients that they call in weekly to change their budgets, so you have flexibility with all that, you know?
Yeah. And who do I call to pause my leads or turn them off?
Great question. So you're going to have four ways that you can do that. One from your tracking system that you currently have from us. In the lead section, they're going to add a paid lead section for your Google Guaranteed leads, and you're going to be able to pause your leads from that tracking system, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other three ways, okay, is you could either text. A lot of my clients like to do that for whatever reason. You could call or you can email, too, either way.
Or you can just physically log on and click a button and you're done.
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, expect a call from me tomorrow.
All right. Awesome, Bob. I look forward to hearing from you, and have a great rest of your day, okay? Thank you for being a client.
You bet. Bye-bye.